Hi, this is Bill Wills.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
Thanks for checking out Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. We're around daily, 5 to 9. News, sports, traffic and weather on the 10s. Mike, a lot going on, right?
Yeah, there always is. And we've got the latest in sports. Of course, what's going on with the Tribe, what may be happening with the Cavs and the Browns. And then, of course, we have the news and we get you around town with traffic on the 10s.
Be sure to follow us here on the podcast and get the episode each and every day. And join us if you can on Twitter. I'm Bill Wills at WTAM 1100.
And I'm at Snyder E1100.
Today's Wills and Snyder in Cleveland's Morning News.
Glad to have you with us.
More on your money at WTAM.com. Use the keyword money. 10 after 5, traffic and weather together on the 10s on your drive. Faith Nezovich got a couple things, I think, here, Faith.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk has won over $1 billion for their injured clients. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. No accidents in your way, no broken down vehicles to avoid. Things pretty clear for you on the Highway 77, easy from 480 into downtown. Inbound East Shoreway is up to speed, about a 15-minute drive from the Euclid Spur over to Dead Man's Curve. The Detroit Superior Bridge closed for some overnight work that should reopen by 6 a.m. This report sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs.
Start it up, keep it up. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, get the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs for screen repair, key fob programming, battery replacement, and more. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Your next traffic update in 9 minutes at 5:20. Faith Nezovich, WTAM traffic on 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
3 News weather. Holly Strano says a beauty. Sunshine, nice, 70 this afternoon. 47, a little cool start this morning at your severe weather station. Mike Snyder Sports in 3 minutes.
Expanding the Wills and Snyder universe with expanded interviews. Hear the Wills and Snyder Show Gram podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire, best producer in the building right now until somebody else gets in. Alongside.
I'm the only person here.
In fairness, the other producers are listening as they drive in right now that work for iHeart, so I just want to be nice to everybody because
I understand.
You may not be here next week. Somebody else, I may be working with somebody else too. So.
Oh, thanks.
I never want to quite commit.
Do you know something I don't?
Maybe. Wills and Snyder Facebook page, willsandsnyder.com. 3 things up there this morning. Mike will have more about this. How about them Rays, huh?
How about them
wow.
Rays? Houston, do you have a problem? Well, it might be with those Rays because I'm telling you, man, this could be probably a great game coming on game 5, and looks like I'm rooting for the Tampa. I'd like
Kevin
to see
Cash,
him get
the manager,
there.
Former he and Tito, big buddies.
Yes, right? I'd like to see the Rays go. That'd be nice.
All right. Okay, now we've got a lot up there about the impeachment inquiry in the White House not complying. Here is the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He's upset on this subpoena.
This Congress has run roughshod over the right to call witnesses, the right to confront the witnesses against you, the right of counsel. I mean, they're threatening to imprison Attorney General Barr and to impeach me. Well, that's his government lawyer and his private lawyer. They want all my attorney's client documents. I've never seen a subpoena like this.
Here's another congressman and Pelosi talking about impeachment, the lack of cooperation from the White House.
Everything is a clown show, and everybody in this process is losing credibility.
Abuse of power for him to act in this way, and that is one of the reasons that we have an impeachment inquiry.
I don't know where this story's going. I mean, on one hand, when the Democrats aren't allowing the Republicans to ask questions, that shows you how partisan this thing is. And impeachment is a serious question. It's a serious issue. And this whole thing makes me uneasy.
And he just basically told him to shove it.
He's like, shove it.
I ain't doing it.
If you're not, you know, this we're not, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
All right. Former President Jimmy Carter, who took a fall Sunday morning and
won
a black eye. Is he 95 now?
Yes, he's 95, and he fell. He was doing that Habitat for Humanity. And
he's out building houses all the time.
And he's got a black eye. Man, God love him, but damn it, that's sad. I mean, that did hurt like
he's
that.
He's got some advice for President Trump, right?
Yes, tweet less, he says.
My advice to him would be to tell the truth, I think, for a change, and also to cut back on his Twitter feeds and give the House of Representatives and also the Senate and I'd say the general public the evidence that we need to form a case either for or against him.
I like the little shot he said. For change, you know, just a little for change, you know. That's up there. All right, Wills and Snyder Facebook, Wills and Snyder. Coming up in 5, what a kettle of fish this NBA China story is. Bill Semper will walk us through it on News Radio WTAM 1100. And bought something at Kmart, Sears over the years, and concerned about your warranty because they seem to be closing all the time. John Matarese with some advice. All right, 5:15, let's get sports. Mornings, 15 and 45 past. Here's Mike Snyder.
Well, Bill, the day after the fiasco in Frisco, Freddie Kitchens had this to say about his struggling quarterback.
Some of it had to do with lack of protection. Some of it had to do with a couple of bad throws, a couple of bad decisions. Overall, you know, had some drops. You can't do those things and play the quarterback position at an elite level. If you just want the honest answer, you got to have consistency around you. You have to be consistent yourself, and none of that happened yesterday.
No, it did not. Freddie also says that he will come back to Antonio Callaway. He'll get a chance to play again this week, and he has no regrets about having Odell Beckham Jr. back to return punts late in the Monday game. Now, the Browns are back on the practice field today. It is a short week for them. The quick turnaround now. Handshake, gate boy. All the angles that we could see from that pregame coin toss indicate that Baker Mayfield did not snub 49ers quarterback Richard Sherman, and actually they exchanged a brief handshake as he did with other 49ers players. Sherman, it just looks like a blatant lie about that. He put something out on Twitter. Well, people are getting all excited about it. Well, you were the one that put it out there, Richard. Now, the Browns host Seattle today. It's kind of interesting. I think going before the Frisco game, there was a pre-line out. The Browns were favored by 2. Right now, they are a 1.5-point underdog this week. Let's go to baseball. Justin Verlander pitching on short rest. Did not have it last night in Tampa.
The 2-2 pitch. Launch toward left. Back at it is Brantley. He looks up. It's 1-0 Rays. Tommy Pham homers here. 2 batters in, and the Rays take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
And that set the tone. Verlander could not get through 4 innings. The Rays win it 4-1. They put 6 relievers out there, and they shut down the Astros' vaunted lineup again. That forces a Game 5 in Houston tomorrow night. The Astros will go with Gerrit Cole, and the Rays, actually, they've got Glasnow going tomorrow. They've got a shot, certainly, in this thing. They have been really one of the stories. Now, today, in the National League, there are Para Game 5, St. Louis at Atlanta at 5, with Washington and the Dodgers going at it beginning at 8:30 out on the West Coast. Cavaliers entertained their fans with a rather free-form flowing wine and gold scrimmage at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse last night. Up next for the Cavs, it's preseason Game 2. They will play Friday night at Detroit. Home of the Indians and the Cavs, Mike Snyder, News Radio W.
I am an American, and there are these values that are deeply rooted in the DNA of the NBA. And that includes freedom of expression for our employees. I'm sympathetic to our interests here and to our partners who are upset. And I don't think it's inconsistent on one hand to be sympathetic to them and at the same time stand by our principles.
Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, and he's got some problems. Bill Zimfer this morning to walk us through this. It all started with a tweet, is that right?
That's right. That tweet came from the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, who just sent out kind of it was a graphic tweet that said, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." It was deleted pretty quickly, but still the message got out there, and that's why we're in this situation right now. Adam Silver's comments are interesting. In other words, everything he said here can be boiled down to he is stuck between a rock and a hard place here, stuck between a huge revenue stream that is China for the NBA, and between a league that really traditionally has been very socially aware, has been involved in social causes, has allowed its players and coaches to make political statements. So this is a tough one for the NBA. They want to follow the money to China, but yet they don't want to be able to let their people speak their mind on social issues. This is a tough one for the NBA, and it comes at a time, Bill, when last night we had a Chinese team play in the United States against the 76ers in Philadelphia in an exhibition. By the way, there were a couple of fans who were ejected for having pro-Hong Kong signs there. And we have 2 NBA teams in China scheduled to play tomorrow night in Shanghai and Saturday night in Shenzhen, which is a stone's throw from Hong Kong.
2 things. It's getting everybody to study exactly Hong Kong again and why this is a story. Interesting, we're throwing Americans out of a facility because we've got a sign that says anything about Hong Kong. And back to your original point, though, you're right. The NBA, if you go back to, LeBron and so many stances as of recent, look, you got to be consistent on these things.
Absolutely. I mean, the NBA has been very liberal in these type of things in the past, even calling off an All-Star game because of a transgender bathroom issue in North Carolina. So they have been very vocal as far as this goes, and they're now struggling to find an answer to this. To give you another idea, how popular the NBA is in China, Bill, traditionally, Chinese school students, especially when they're in an English type of school, often adopt an Americanized name in addition to their traditional Chinese name. And I can tell you personally, my son is a teacher in China. He says it's not unusual to have several LeBrons and Kobes in his classroom.
Interesting. We'll see if they follow the money or follow their heart on this one. All right, Bill Zemfrey. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Well, the topic of Sears Kmart. Normally, we're talking about stores closing, and they've had another round of Kmart stores, a couple here in Northeast Ohio that have closed. John Matarese, Don't Waste Your Money consumer guy over at News 5 is with me. John, these companies are staples. Many people bought products over the years and are now wondering about these warranties. What have you found out?
Yeah, Bill, the stores are disappearing. I'm talking about Sears and Kmart. You know, they're sister stores, same company, and they are just dropping like flies. I mean, the company just... It seems that every 6 months they announce a new round of store closings, and the latest is the Kmart in Brunswick. That one is closing this fall. And with that gone, you say, oh, my goodness, where... There's like one or two Sears's left
right.
The entire state of Ohio at this point. I mean, what are you going to do, drive down to Columbus to make an exchange? So it's really becoming an issue for a lot of customers who've been shopping Sears their whole life. And I mean, I remember, you know, Sears was in every mall, Bill. My mom used to bring me there for those Toughskins jeans
when
I was a kid, the jeans that never wore out.
Right.
You know, and they're all closing now. And the question is, you know, what do you do? Well, I've heard from some people, and they're saying, you know, there's no Sears store. You know, I don't want to drive 2 hours. Well, the good news is the company for now, the company is still in business. And they've got their website up, Sears.com, Kmart.com, and you can go there and you can deal with any warranty issue or service issue or exchange that you have. Sears also has a toll-free 800 number. You can call their headquarters. So they are still servicing customers. That's the good news there. So if you have any kind of warranty, you should be taken care of with Kenmore. I know a lot of us have Kenmore appliances.
Sure.
And the good news there is that that brand has become independent now of Sears. So you can go right to Kenmore.com or, again, call their toll-free number, and you can get help with a Kenmore issue. So, you know, the good news is the company is still out there, is still in business, and you can get some help. You know, the bad news is that if you want personal help or if you had a auto center problem, that's where it's getting tougher because you say, you know, my car was serviced at the Sears Auto Center, got my tires there 3 or 4 years ago, and now I can't go back to get those tires fixed under warranty. That's one where you're going to have to do a little more work. But if you call Sears, they should be able to help you and walk you through it. You know, Bill, it's just sad to see, you know, the place that we grew up shopping, that mom and dad took us to every weekend, is basically almost disappeared from Ohio.
You're right. It's a challenge in the retail business, Sears, Kmart, the casualties, and John Matarese on the info over at News 5. Thanks, John.
News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. The topic of addiction. The Licata Way, the area's leader in addiction recovery for over 30 years, presents their annual Pearls of Wisdom. It's annual benefit recognition dinner. A wonderful evening of celebration, a vision of dinner, fellowship, auctions, awards to help raise money and awareness when it comes to addiction. Their keynote speaker this year will be Tom Arnold, screenwriter, actor, comedian, advocate for addiction awareness and education. The event is Thursday, October 24th at the La Center Conference Facility, Banquet Facility. Beautiful place there on Detroit Road in Westlake. You want to find out more, get a ticket, thelacadaway.org. The Licata, LCADA way.org, has all the information. Tom Arnold, yeah, Roseanne's ex. We caught up with him.
And now, 5 good minutes.
Let me ask you this. Ottumwa, Iowa, the same place that Radar O'Reilly was from?
Now, hold on. Hold on.
Testing, there. 1, 2.
Radar O'Reilly, the fictional character from MASH,
yes,
the wonderful television show,
yes.
Was born in my hometown of Ottumwa, Iowa. Yes, that is true. That is true. That is a fact.
Yeah, you know, you think of Tom Arnold, you think you know because of a slice of him, but the Iowa thing interests me because in stand-up or doing the Redneck series, Do you think that Midwestern, that those values, those things help you to communicate with people no matter what you're doing, Tom?
Well, it means a lot to me to be from Iowa because, you know, I grew up in a farm town. You know, I worked on a farm. I grew up on a farm. I worked at a meatpacking plant for 3 years. So I got out of high school. I worked on the kill floor to save money for college. That's where my family worked. You know, I'm Jewish. And I worked on it was a pork processing plant, but you know, that's what we did.
There were challenges early on, right?
There were challenges, and I'll tell you, if you work on the kill floor of a meatpacking plant, it's kind of all uphill from there. And so, you know, I think that sticks with you, and that means a lot. And it means a lot, you know, it's a union town, it's sure. a factory town, and right. it kind of it tells you where you come from, and it, I guess what your politics are a little bit, and what's important to you, and how you look out for people, and you know, being from Iowa, I have a lot of pride. I ended up going to the University of Iowa, and so you know, it's kind of your compass, and you get centered in sports. You know, it's that's my sport team. And,
sure.
And, you know, so when you travel around the world and you do all these things, when you do 130 movies, four good ones, I always say, and, you know, you do these things, you know, wherever you go and people say, you know, come up and they say, you know, I'm from Iowa or I'm a Hawkeye, you know, you go, oh yeah. I know everything about that guy.
But the 130, you're still getting paid for all 130 in some way, aren't you?
You do get paid, and you keep doing them. And, you know, I'm 60. I just ran downstairs because my 6-year-old and 3.5-year-olds are getting ready for school, and I got to run them over there. And so, you know, I have to work forever, which, you know, it's kind of an amazing life because on the meatpacking plant, you know, I'd be chiseling heads or whatever. And there's a lot of daydreaming.
Sure,
there's a lot of making your own fun.
Downtime,
Robin Williams, Mork and Mindy was on TV back then. And, you know, I thought I'd be daydreaming, like, what was that like? And people be talking about how funny Robin Williams was, people, other guys at the plant. And, you know, I grow up, and I end up doing a movie with Robin Williams. I mean, I end up being friends with Robin Williams. I get out of there. And you know, The Terminator was a movie. And people were like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, this bodybuilder, and I end up being really good friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger, doing a movie with him. And people like Richard Pryor, who I'd meet later and work with, or people we talked about at the meatpacking plant at our breaks. And, you know, so basically every dream I ever had, you know, that we talk about on breaks there, you know, came true. So, you know, it's the stuff you think about at the meatpacking plant and you joke about, you know.
But it's life.
It's life.
Yeah, it's
and
life.
I have these kids, the best dream of all.
Hey, Tom, one more minute here. I'll let you get on with getting them to school because I don't want them to be late. You have meant so much to so many in just sharing your story, we'll hear and do that with Lakota. But, Tom, you don't have to. What was there a day where you said to yourself, look, this is going to be a part of what I do and share in the future?
Well, I've always shared a lot. I've overshared.
Yeah, true.
I think people
true.
Get, but I tell you, this, honest to God, this being a father and having these kids and being sober and seeing the real rewards of it, because I really am living the dream. And everything does come true. If you're sober, the dreams do come true. And this is my dream, to be a father and to be sober and living this life. And so I love sharing it because part of it is being of service to other people. I've done that for 30 years. You know, I've had relapses. I've done different things over the last 30 years, but I've always been a part of the program and I've always been of service. And that's what this is. You go out, tell your story, you bond with people, you meet people, you help people individually or in groups, and it's how we do it. We go in cycles, we help each other, and it's what we do. I'm just like all the people I come across. We're all addicts. We all want to live. We all want to be sober. We bond. It's our bond, so that's what we do.
It's one day at a time, right?
One day at a time.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you in town for Lakota. Get them kids on to school. Thanks for your time, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Tom Arnold, in town for Lakota Way. Pearls of Wisdom, annual benefit dinner, recognition Thursday, October 24th. Ticket info at their website, You can find out more at Wakata Way.
Five good minutes.
Serious topic of addiction. In 2016, nearly 4,000 Ohioans died with an overdose of some sort. Jennifer Emerald Ayers was 28. She was one of the nearly 4,000 that died. Her father was looking for answers and information, Bill Ayers, and he started the foundation, the Emerald Jenny Foundation, emeraldjennyfoundation.org, and a website for a lot of different context and contacts if you and your family are experiencing the problems of addiction. Mr. Bill Ayers on the Emerald Jenny Foundation.
Well, the Emerald Jenny Foundation was created as a result of my daughter passing away and all the challenges that we had finding available resources. So we set out on a course to track down really all the available resources in the state of Ohio.
As I have worked with or talked to different social service agencies over the years, this issue has touched, I mean, every zip code, every family. People are overwhelmed. Some people have said, you know, not here, it won't happen here, and then all of a sudden it does happen here. And you were obviously faced with that at a time where you just couldn't find information, right?
It was really pretty amazing because Jennifer, she wasn't living in Cuyahoga County. So the big dilemma was how to track down available resources where she was. And it just became very difficult. Now, the resources seemed to be available, but helping families locate those resources is where we felt we could help.
Speaking of those families, radio is a unique medium. As you and I are speaking, someone is listening, and they could be concerned about a loved one. Thoughts, things you'd like to pass along? I mean, you never take anything for granted, I guess, when it comes to maybe being aware of a problem?
No, you don't. And actually, my fiancé really put the heat on me because I had trouble admitting Jennifer had a problem. And Susan said, hey, this is an issue. And so sometimes the people closest to you are the hardest ones to observe or for you to admit that there's a problem.
It is a tremendous legacy, though, sir. Not just this website, but this continues to help to tell a story that maybe does help another family. And is that your goal at this point?
Our goal, when we felt we wanted to give back, was what could we do? And we just thought about, from the family's perspective, what would help the family. And we put encouraging news articles out. You know, it's really important to love the person and hate the addiction. And sometimes it gets very difficult. You know, it's that balance between just love and tough love. But we are all about encouragement and hoping that people, once they realize they have a struggle, that they'll seek help. And so our big mission now is just getting the word out to as many people as we can that this will help you start on your path to recovery.
Mr. Ayers, anything else you'd want to add?
Because we're a small not-for-profit organization, a lot of getting the word out is sort of grassroots. So sharing information on social media, just spreading the word. When we began the website, it didn't dawn on me that, okay, once you create it, now you need to get it in people's hands. So our mission, besides updating the 1,400 providers that we list twice a year, we're focused on asking help from folks like you that will just help us get the word out because it's a free, anonymous resource for families.
Mr. Bill Ayers. Jennifer Emerald Ayers was 28. EmeraldJennyFoundation.org. Tremendous amount of information. that might be of help to you. Or more importantly, that someone you love.
Whatever happened to Ernie Anderson? Down with Bill Gordon. No, up with Bill Gordon. Bill Gordon played beautiful baseball out there. He was lousy. That's what I like. Pick it up so we can get a shot of it.
The voice
too cool.
That started it all. Gullardi.
From high atop the Television 8 building and the best location in the nation, on the shores of beautiful Lake Erie, it's the Big Chuck and Little John Show.
Mike Snyder, you got back from the game. It's late at night. You get the TV on. You got some chips in front of you. And these two are on the television.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Those were great nights.
Big Chuck, Little John in studio. We've got caller 11 on the celebrity hotline this morning. It should be Chuck, I think. You've won a dozen golf balls, by the way, sir. Good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Glad you weren't caller 12. We were going to caller 11, so you are our winner this morning.
That's good. Chuck is behind the golf course. He's got 140,000 golf balls.
Those are the ones you give me, right? You just clean them up and give them to me every year?
No.
I walk my dog, and I live right behind the golf course, and I come home with so many golf balls, I could be rich if I sold them, I guess.
We can sell those at Gullardi Fest. Let's talk about it. It's coming up October 11, 12, 13. Big Chuck, Little John here in studio with us. Good morning, guys. First of all, location, Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds, right?
Right. The same place it was last year, the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds, which is on East Bagley Road in Middleburg Heights.
Yeah, it's called Fairgrounds and Event Center, 19201 East Bagley Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio. Yeah.
So it's wide open, Chuck. Lots of parking. Just really an easy access, isn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, it's parking is free, and the adults $15, and kids 12 years old and under are free. The show hours are Friday at 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. Saturday it's 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Sunday 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And it's kids are, more and more younger people are coming to it because they see things on the internet, so.
all the great bits, which reminds me, Little John, I mean, there are some that listening right now, someone didn't grow up here or they're new to this whole Gullardi Fest thing. So give us the setup one more time, what it's all about.
Okay, basically it's fan-friendly and then family-friendly, I should say. Mm-hmm. There will be no X-rated anything. In fact, there will be no alcohol or anything like that. And it's nonstop entertainment on stage. And if you're a sci-fi fan or you're a Gullardi fan, Big Chuck, Little John fan, even if you didn't grow up here, we bring in guests like Victoria Price, who's the daughter of Vincent Price, and we're also going to bring in Allison Angerman, who I haven't met yet, and she's Nellie Olson. That's the little House on the Prairie girl, the one that was the nasty one.
She was always causing trouble, right?
Yeah, she was the nasty one, and she wrote a book, and I have not met her yet, but they say she's really, really fun.
Okay.
And again, we have bands. We have the G's Cats. We have the Take Two with Ellie, Doc and Ellie, the Midnight Movie Guys. It's like I said, it's nonstop entertainment on stage. Plus, you can buy all your Christmas gifts while you're there if you're into that.
That's very cool. Victoria Price, of course, daughter of Vincent Price. Well, I loved his movies. I don't know, for John, did you have a favorite kind of one of his movies? Or, when you think back, Halloween, we talk about what movies to watch as we get to this time of year.
Well, I have to tell you, I never watched the movies. That's when I went to the bathroom. That's when I popped popcorn. I watched our skits and everything, but I was never a sci-fi guy or into sci-fi or anything like that. I read books during the movie.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, when you mentioned YouTube, because it is funny, a whole new generation finds some of the skits and bits. When you guys do Gullardi Fest every year, is there one that more people ask you about over the years, Chuck?
Yeah, the old-timers do. We're still on the air Sunday nights, but oddly enough, they remember the name of the skits, we're talking, 50-some years now, so... Yeah, they bring up things or they tell us, which I get a big kick out of, tell, you know what my favorite skit is, and then they describe it, and it's just great. We have the Gullardi Shock Theater, going to be there. It's a spaceship movie by Mike Mace. And Ron Garstek, by the way, is our producer. And this spaceship movie, Little John and I are in it. Finally made the movies.
With Robin Swoboda.
All right.
And Robin, okay. Yeah, thanks, John. I forgot Robin. She's going to be in that. And WBNX-TV will be there. They're there every year.
Mm-hmm. We're one of the few people that have cross-promotion between television stations. Fox 8, WBNX, Channel 3 might come out, who knows.
You got it all.
We got it all. Yeah. And, all right. You know, I'd be amiss, but I have to say,
yep.
Minutemen is our main sponsor. They've been our main sponsor every single year that we've had Gulardi Fest. And also, Mama Roberto's Pizza. They have supplied the pizzas for the pizza contest, for the pizza eating championship, and they have supplied them every year.
Mm.
Now, it's a big event. It's we have three buildings that we take at the fairgrounds.
Also, the Residence Inn by Marriott.
Mm-hmm. Marriott. Okay.
Marriott.
Yeah, Residence Inn by Marriott, one of your helps. That's great. Fantastic. Okay. So, again, it's over the weekend, October 11, 12, 13. It's coming up. Starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, and then 10 Saturday and Sunday morning. Right, Lil John?
Correct.
Excellent. At the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
And it's a fun event. You can stay all day. I mean, just come in. And like I said, the entertainment's there. Anything you would want.
Good stuff. Anything else, Chuck?
Yeah, we got the Euclid Beach Rocket. Remember, old-timers, remember the Euclid Beach Rocket?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have a rocket there this year.
So great. You can get in, get their pictures and all that. That's cool. Yeah, that's going back. The old rocket there, John or Chuck.
And then, yeah, Houlihan, the weatherman, he'll be there. And just a whole, you know, we talked about price, right?
So yes. At the $15.
Don O'Malley, Don's Breakfast.
Don's Breakfast cereal. Don O'Malley. Never met the guy. Have no clue what he does, but he'll be there.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of experiences you'll be able to share.
There you go. Right.
Indeed, if you go.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
It's a new show even for me.
Yeah, fun every year.
That keeps it fresh,
family
right?
Family fun.
Right.
Big Chuck, Lil John, it's Gulardi Fest. This weekend starts Friday at 5, 10 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. Big Chuck, Lil John, Cleveland Zone. Always great to see you guys and to hear you too. Chuck, good to talk to you, pal. Thank you.
He fell asleep.
Okay. No. Knowing him, he looked down and he goes, hey, I'm only getting paid for 6 minutes, so I hung up. All right, Lil John, good to see you, pal.
Thanks, John.
Gulardi. Best Browns coverage, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside former NFL quarterback and Iowa Lake Catholic. Ricky Stanzi checks in every Wednesday on quarterback play. Good to talk to you always. Morning, Ricky.
Morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're still trying to figure this out. let me ask you the question this way. I was reading some stuff yesterday. I mean, there's stats for everything. You got to look up what CBR, everything else. Me, Baker looks to be at the bottom of every stat except Mike Snyder.
He's leading the league in interceptions. Yes.
So if you look at this year versus last year, just from watching the game, the passes look off. Looks like he's rushing. Looks like he doesn't know what he's doing compared to last year. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, I've looked at some of those stats too, where they had him up here. They had him up there with like Peyton Manning, Elway, looking at some of those earlier years of those guys, and he doesn't really stack up too bad when you look at it that way. But if you're looking at it from a mechanic standpoint and a movement standpoint and just a kind of, you know, what am I seeing right now? I think there's a lot of things at play, right? I mean, you look at, this is such a week-to-week league in the NFL. I mean, last week we're singing their praises. This week everyone's like, what's going on? So, you know, they haven't really ever captured momentum, and that was probably the theme of that game last week where they just never had momentum on their side. There was a moment there where they could probably get back into it, and then it was a pick in the red zone. But I think Baker just – it looks like he's expecting there to be a defender in his lap on the defensive line. You know, it looks like he's just, there's somebody that's coming after him and he's trying to find a way to make a play, and he doesn't look settled. You know, he doesn't look settled. I think that's just kind of been a theme though, with the O-line and with the way that things have kind of, transpired there. But, you know, I think that they did a little bit where they tried to kind of come out of the bag with some trick stuff. I think that sometimes, you know, if it hits, it's great. And it sparks the team. But once again, the momentum just was never there. And it's hard as a quarterback when you're always playing from behind and you have nothing on your side to kind of work with and you're on the road. So, but I see him as a guy, like I always say every week, he's a tough guy. you know, he's going to find a way to be a leader and find a way to get this crew going in the right direction.
You know, Ricky, following up on what you said with some trick stuff, and maybe I was going to ask you about Baker trying to get the ball to Odell, but it looks like not only it's Baker, but it's Freddie trying to make plays to get the ball in Odell Beckham's hands. Here you got this elite receiver, but in the last two games he has four catches for like 47 yards. What's not happening there?
Right. I mean, yeah, you definitely can't fault Freddie for trying to get Odell the ball on Monday night. I mean, you could clearly see that they had literally made plays specifically to get Odell's hands on it. Yeah, you know, they kind of had that misconnection on the deeper out route early. We'd like to see him hit that to kind of get that rhythm and that mojo going. And then they try to come back on the quick screen and that doesn't work. So, you know, it looked like he was trying to get him the ball. You know, I think a lot of people said it last week, and it's probably going to ring in our heads true as Browns fans, just because we're going to associate it with the win. But, you know, Nick Chubb is just, he's kind of almost feels like the backbone of that offense right now, where it feels secure, and everybody's probably saying the same thing, like, hey, let's just hand it to him and let's build a rhythm. I guess that's my two cents in the coming from a quarterback world, where you're on the road, it's a hostile environment, it's a big game. Let's just get things going on the ground. Let's build some sort of rhythm, some sort of foundation to our attack where we can kind of go from there, where it seems like they were going for broke early, and it kind of got away from them. And then their defense was very good. That defensive line is a lot of money up front. And then, you know, they were running the ball well on their end, right? They came right out the gate and took 80 yards off the first snap. So, I personally like more rhythm, more setting up a foundation in a game. So early on, that's always been crucial. But they just couldn't ever grab that the other night.
Well, I think as you point out, 49ers, we got to give them some credit. And that defensive front looks very strong right now. Now, Ricky, take us into this week now. Seattle coming in, they've not played since last Thursday, so they've got a little extra time. Browns come off of a Monday cross-country trip. They're on the practice field today. Is there much of an advantage there now, is it countered by the fact the Browns are at home against Seattle?
Well, I mean, it's definitely gut check time right now. You know, and it's like I said, it's this league is week to week. Like, just remember how we all felt last week when they beat the Ravens, everything's all good. This week they lose and it's like, whoa, you know, and so it is a week to week. So the Browns have a chance here. They have another opportunity to kind of right the ship, if you will. You know, Seattle, I don't see them as a crew that's going to take a game off. I think Russell Wilson's a tremendous football player, and he's a good leader, and they seem to have a lot of good pieces over there. But it's going to be a challenge for the Browns. I mean, they're going to have to kind of sort of look in the mirror and see who they are as a team, and Freddie's going to have to kind of go back to the drawing board and see what they. I think once again you'll see him go back to more security. You'll see more Nick Chubb. It's kind of been this sort of up and down, how do we want to call a game type vibe from them, and it's switching, and that's part of the NFL. You know, you're always going to have to game plan your opponent, but I think that Nick Chubb will probably, you know, see more of the ball. They are maybe not going to try to rush to get a certain person involved and try to find a way to get Baker in a rhythm, because that's what I see. You know, he's young still. He's going to want to make plays, but I think you just get him in a rhythm and let him start to feel the game, and then you kind of dial it up as he's starting to, you know, get his feet wet and he's starting to complete the ball and he's moving the guys down the field. But that being said, I mean, there was a point where the game could have been 14-10 last week. So it's crazy with momentum how it can shift. So there was still a chance for those guys to be in that game, even with how bad everything was going early on.
Best Browns coverage, Ricky Stanzi in for UFG Insurance. Dave Woolabaugh will join us tomorrow. We'll talk line. Ricky, thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, guys.
WTAM.com. Get signed up. You could be at the next home game against Seattle. Register at WTAM.com to win a pair of tickets. The Jack Casino Cleveland. Jack loves CLE, and Cleveland loves touchdowns. Best Browns coverage, News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. iHeart Deal of the Week. Great restaurant. It's really destination in a way when it comes to dining, and enjoy some great Spanish cuisine and Portuguese and all. And Marco is in from Sangria Tapas. Good to see you, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. Had a good summer so far?
Had a great summer. Can't complain. How about yourself?
I keep saying summer. I mean, technically it's fall, but these beautiful warm days, it's just nice, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Starting to get the color and all. You know, it's real nice with the fall. And I mentioned that if you've been to Sangria's, and I asked you first, you've got a great patio and you've got some heaters out there through the evening to even enjoy some more time, right?
Yes. Finally, this summer, we completed our patio bar, and we also have heaters out there, and we're going to have a clam bake this Saturday. I mean, excuse me, this Sunday, the October 13th.
Okay.
And it's going to be awesome because we have the heater, so we'll definitely be on the patio as much as we can this fall.
I can only imagine a clam bake at your place is got to be unbelievable.
It's a lot of fun, actually. I always have to serve drinks. I would love to sit down someday and actually see how it is.
Because you're always working so hard, right?
Yeah, pretty hardly working, but yeah, close enough.
What's on your clam bake menu? I mean, you got to have the traditional stuff, but you got a little twist to it?
Obviously, yes. Yeah, we have a quarter-pound lobster with some corn on the cob. Also, we have the choice of Delmonico or a half rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the Delmonico
choice.
That's my point.
Do I need a reservation for this on Sunday, you think?
It's highly recommended, just to be safe and sorry. I don't want to run out of clams for some reason.
Right, I understand. Yeah, no, I mean, it'd be perfect on Sunday. Detroit Road, 27,200 Sangria Tapas and Wine Bar. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. iHeart Deal of the Week. $50 gift certificate is yours for just $25. And absolutely a wonderful restaurant. My wife and I really enjoyed the patio and the different dishes and all. And it's... The menu, everything is, it's fun. First of all, the presentations are outstanding. I congratulate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you got that Spanish-Portuguese theme, obviously, throughout, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Any favorites you want to pass along?
Yes, definitely one of the popular ones and favorites would be the grilled octopus. Everybody loves the grilled octopus as well as the shrimp and garlic sauce.
Shrimp and garlic sauce.
Shrimp and garlic sauce. Yeah. Calamari. King and I go around with the calamari. Okay, yeah. I'm more of a steak eater.
Yeah.
So I'm more of the 4-ounce filet mignon type of guy.
But you guys do it with a little flair.
Yes.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with the mushroom sauce on top.
Yeah. A little Spanish rice on the side?
Of course.
Yeah. With everything. Yeah. You got to add the rice.
You can.
More rice all the time.
Yeah. And definitely.
Dipping. You got to dip. You got the oils and stuff, too.
Of course. Definitely.
Sangria's Tapas and Wine Bar is the place. You want to enjoy a great dinner. You want to close the deal when it comes to business or take a special date out. Sweetest Day coming up, too, as a matter of fact. So you want to make sure you take advantage for some dinner there. $50 gift certificate is $25. Sangria's Tapas and Wine Bar, 27,200 Detroit Road, Westlake. Right there off I-90. Easy to find and just absolutely beautiful. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. Again.
Good to see you, pal. Thanks again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've got a $50 gift certificate, the one you can buy for $25. Get on the phone, 216-578-1111. Caller 11, you win. WTAM 1100. Entertainment news, names, notes, trending this morning. Christopher Watson in for a minute here, Christopher.
I feel so grateful right now.
Peter Weber, star of the next season of The Bachelor, is on the mend after cutting his head badly enough to require stitches. Bachelor host Chris Harrison confirmed as much on Instagram, but says Weber's, quote, 100% okay, and that production's already resumed in Costa Rica.
Under the sea.
Hamilton star David Diggs is in talks to play Sebastian the Crab in Disney's forthcoming live-action remake of The Little Mermaid, according to Variety. Halle Bailey will star as Ariel. Disney's the parent company of ABC News.
Do you like Green Eggs and Ham?
November 8 is the premiere date for the Netflix series Green Eggs and Ham. That announcement courtesy of a video featuring Keegan-Michael Key and the rest of the cast reading from the Dr. Seuss classic. David Oyelowo will star in Showtime's movie based on the Bill Clinton, James Patterson best-selling thriller The President Is Missing.
Imagine all the people.
And John Lennon would have been 79 today. I'm Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Geraldo in Cleveland up next with Greg Jarrett. Trivisano after 3. We're back in the morning with traffic and weather together on the 10s. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Go, Wills. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
Doing what I'm doing.